Religious freedom violations may be on the rise in Southeast Asia. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Many Christians are wary as they wait to see how Vietnam's new law will affect the church. But will it really change anything? And how can we keep a global perspective on the Great Commission? That's coming up. But let's begin with the law in Vietnam. If you know anything about the church in China or Russia, you know that church registration is often used as a means to thwart Christian activity. Vietnam seems to be joining the ranks with a recently passed law on belief and religion, although as Christian Solidarity Worldwide says, the text hasn't been made public yet. But even if the law changes nothing, the persecution of Christians is still taking place in the shadows of Vietnam and other Southeast Asian countries. Vision Beyond Borders' Diane Romaine says,
in the areas that tend to be tourist areas and the places that are highly visited, you can see churches and they're open and there's a lot of freedom there. You can see people with Bibles and even Bible bookstores and things like that in some of those countries, and it gives the illusion that there's a lot of freedom in those countries. And yet, when you get into certain areas, there are still lots of pastors in prison and a lot of churches that are being demolished and a lot of people that are very persecuted for their faith. And so because it varies so greatly from area to area, it allows them kind of to operate in a deceptive manner that kind of gives an illusion of freedom when in reality, in most areas, it's not true.
But as you've seen before, as persecution grows, so does the church. And you can keep pastors going in these countries.
Vision Beyond Borders is working on a pastor sponsorship program, and we're working with a contact there who oversees over 500 churches throughout Vietnam and a lot in the Central Highlands where they're very persecuted.
Next. Nobody likes to be the last to know things, but unfortunately, feeling out of the loop is something that deaf people can tend to struggle with on a daily basis. Only 65% of deaf people are functionally literate in the United States, so there's only so much that closed captions can do. And it's a real problem when it comes to gospel outreach. Just 2% of deaf people know Christ. Deaf Bible Society's J.R. Bucklew says that issue is further compounded at Christmas time.
That's a group of people that are not listening to the radio and as people are talking about Christmas. They're not listening to the church pastor talk about the true meaning of Christmas. They're probably not listening to the Charlie Brown Christmas special. There comes the question of how do you then communicate the true meaning of Christmas?
If you know a deaf person, consider gifting them the Deaf Bible on a flash drive or inviting them to a deaf church's Christmas service. Either way, become aware of the need and pray.
We have to pray that God would bring people into the lives of these deaf neighbors and friends who can communicate the Christmas message to them.
And finally, are you passionate about sharing the gospel but just don't feel called to leave everything behind? Well, World Missionary Press's Ambassador Network allows you to do just that. By partnering with World Missionary Press, you can help raise awareness for the ministry as it sends out gospel literature all over the world. World Missionary Press's Joe Chadburn.
You have 48-page topical scripture booklets that are extremely Christocentric, point people straight to Jesus without denominational or a dogmatic emphasis. And people don't have time. If they're on their way to commit suicide or something, they don't have time to read through Leviticus or navigate their way through the Bible or even sometimes through the New Testament.
You can get behind the ministry through social media, prayer, or financial support. It may not seem like much, but you could be saving a life.
One of our testimonies was in Nigeria. There was a man on his way to commit suicide to hang himself on a tree, and someone gave him a scripture booklet. He received the Lord's love and acceptance right then and there, and then he went on to, you know, to be very, very influential with his family and in his village.
Chad Burns encouraging you to mobilize your church to help this ministry plant gospel seeds. Get the details at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. So how do sewing machines, wells, and ducks stop trafficking and terrorism? Well, Christian Aid Mission is offering those items in a Christmas gift catalog to help their national ministry partners around the world be the hands and feet of Christ. Because where the hope of the gospel is found, the world's evils are no match. Look for it at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.